You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
Hi, I'm Jason Clark, and I am a Chief Strategy Officer and Chief Security Officer. I grew up wanting to be a pilot in the Air Force. My lineage of four generations is all Army officers and generals, and kind of wanted to be different. So I wanted to join the Air Force, and I got my pilot's license at 16. Myself, personally, I like to challenge the way things are done. I like to challenge, why are we doing it this way? It could be done better. We need to innovate this. We need to innovate that. So while the military was one of the best choices I've ever made in my entire life, and I learned so much from it. After 4 years, I just 100% knew it was, I needed to be out of government so that I could drive change. And you know, it was encouraged to challenge your bosses. It was encouraged to challenge thinking. After that, my first CISO job was with the New York Times. They had a compromise, and they had lost a bunch of credit cards from one of their business units, which was the Boston Globe. And so the New York Times brought me in. They had 35 companies under them, and so the job was to build their first security program as their first CISO and to get them PCI compliant. And so that was kind of my first very, very big role. I was 26 years old at the time, believe it or not, as a CISO of a Fortune 500 company. You should always be seeking out jobs you're actually not qualified for. I think that's how you grow. If you know you could do the job and you've got half the skills, go for it. And that was the case with the New York Times. I was energetic. I had the military background. There wasn't a big pool of CISOs to hire from way back then like there is today. And I was probably cheap compared to other people they might have been looking for, because this was in New York City. I made the decision after getting my MBA to jump to the business side, because I felt like I'd maxed out the IT side of what I wanted to do. But I took the IT stuff with me. And so, you know, Netskope's a good example of what I've turned this into. So I took being a CISO and a practitioner and being a technical expert to the business by running strategy. I also am the chief marketing officer, so I run marketing. I think I'm the first CISO ever to be the chief marketing officer, you know, which is interesting. But and then also I do run internal security still. So the CISO for Netskope does report to me, and we run everything. Believe it or not, like marketing and security go very hand in hand for a cybersecurity company. The closer I'm to the problem, the closer I understand my friends out there that are CISOs, and I understand their problems. The closer I see what the threats are doing and what the risks are in our own program at Netskope in protecting our customers' data. And then I translate that to our strategy. Purpose of every business is to acquire and retain profitable customers, period. That one sentence is the reason why a business exists. And everybody in the company should be thinking about, how am I helping acquire, or how am I helping retain, and how am I helping them be profitable with their customers? And then security should be thinking about that. How are they driving that, right? And so understanding, you know, when to say no to the business, when to just guide and nudge the business is I would say the number one most important lesson. We don't have the right amount of diversity or people coming into the industry. And I want you know, the next kind of big step of my career over the next 20 years, I want to be a lot of it focused on getting more diversity into cybersecurity and getting more kids from inner cities and getting more girls into cybersecurity to realize, because I think they're what's going to help us make this thing better. We're lacking in that today. So that's actually why I founded the Security Advisor Alliance, which is the you know, I think the largest CISO security nonprofit, all focused on, you know, we've engaged 1 million kids to get them into cybersecurity across the globe. You inspire and engage 1 kid, you change somebody's life.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.